online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The second highest heatwave alert has been issued as temperatures look set to top 30 degrees in Kent this week. The amber warning is just one below a national emergency. We're being advised to stay out of the sun, draw curtains and close windows during the day to keep rooms cool, drink plenty of water and check on older people who may be at risk. Alison Duggall is the Deputy Director of Public Health in Kent.
It's common sense to look after yourself when we have a heat wave, and most people will not have problems, but there are people that are more vulnerable, and we're saying just make sure that if you know somebody that you think may have problems, just check on them and make sure that they have the right advice.
Meantime, extra measures are going to be put in place at farms in Kent to reduce the risk of fires in the hot weather. It follows four blazes in just 3 days in Stodmarsh, Stockbury and Dartford last week that destroyed crops. Martin Lingham is a farmer at West Malling, which also caught alight.
There was little we could do because it had passed beyond the boundaries of the field and it was into the hedgerows and the fences. See, there were a lot of flames, a lot of smoke. Quite alarming, really.
At the moment, it's hotter here in Kent than in Miami, Barcelona or Hong Kong.
KMFM News.
Police investigating the death of a man in Gravesend are questioning a man on suspicion of murder. He's been arrested after emergency crews were called to St Patrick's Gardens on Saturday night. A 31-year-old was found with head and stomach injuries and taken to a London hospital, but died the next morning. Inquiries are ongoing and a 28-year-old remains in custody. Police in Ontario say a second person has now died after a gunman shot 14 people in Toronto. A young girl is said to be in a critical condition. Three teenagers have been arrested following a police chase in Medway. The false helicopter was used to help search after a car crashed into Albatross Avenue in Strood after it was earlier spotted on the A2. An 18-year-old from Gillingham and two 16-year-olds from Rochester and Strood were detained in nearby Darnley Road on suspicion of burglary. Three men in their 20s have been arrested in London after a suspected acid attack on a three-year-old boy. The toddler was targeted in his pushchair at a Home Bargain store on Worcester on Saturday evening. A 39-year-old man detained in Wolverhampton yesterday is also being held on suspicion of conspiracy to commit GBH.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Kent police have discovered they've got an extra £1 million to spend after a glitch in their financial system. A mistake was found during an audit, which meant less money was spent than reported over several years. An independent review is going to be carried out to make sure there are no more issues. Residents in part of North Kent say they'll fight plans for 800 new homes. A consultation's underway into the idea of building near Harley and New Ash Green. Residents say the majority of people are against it. Roads are already at breaking points and trains are already overcrowded. Midway through his term, Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner has told KMFM he'd love to stay in the role. Matthew Scott took charge back in 2016, following on from the county's first commissioner, Anne Barnes. Earlier this year, he launched the biggest recruitment drive in Kent Police's history to fund an extra 200 officers. With the next election not for another 2 years, though, he says there's still plenty more to be done.
I think that we have made some good progress. There's still some more to do. There's still got to get more recruits through the door. We're expanding the police cadets programme, so there's so much happened already. Lots more to come.
And Supergirl is going to become the first TV series to feature a transgender superhero. Trans actress Nicole Maines is going to play the part of Nia Nal in the Sky One show. It's thought her character, who will also be known as Dreamer, will be a genius who can see the future.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football. And Arsenal's Mesut Ozil says he'll no longer play for Germany, blaming racism and disrespect over his Turkish roots. The midfielder has defended himself after appearing in a photo with Turkey's president before the World Cup. In a statement critical of his country's FA, Ozil also claims he's viewed as a German when they win, but an immigrant when they lose. On to cricket, and Kent have bowled out Leicestershire in the second day of their championship game in Canterbury. The visitors made 229 in their first go with a bat. It follows Kent's score of just 104 in their first innings from the opening day. And in rugby, England have missed out on becoming World Cup Sevens champions. They were beaten 33-12 by New Zealand in the San Francisco final. The All Blacks Sevens also beat England in the 2013 decider. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.